And now this is a dictation for Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, QB, K-U, B as in boy, E, November 1643. Addresses a letter to Dr. Reitman, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, 828-6835. Dear Dr. Reitman, follow up for Mr. Kubi, who has primary amyloidosis on remission already 4 years plus, renal failure and hypertension last visit July, severe deformity arthritis, bilateral shoulders, worse on the right side, bone to bone, multiple imaging done, including a bone sample, not a candidate for surgical repair. He was advised to follow a third opinion, for example, at Boma Hospital. He believes that he's not going to go any further, just live with it, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents because of his severe kyphosis and pulmonary restriction. He is considered a high risk for anesthesia and postoperative complications. He has severe osteoporosis and kyphosis, a stable dyspnea without purulent material hemoptysis, has been able to eat, gain few pounds, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. His urine flow is decreased, has prostate cancer, follows with Dr. Mills, M-I-L-L-S, but clinically stable without infection, cloudiness, or blood. He's planning to go to Florida at least 4 months for the winter. He is exploring bone spur removal from the right shoulder if possible. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight the Coric. Inhalers, Flomax Proscar, oxybutynin, Prolia cholesterol treatment, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, present weight 142, blood pressure 100/282 by nurse, severe kyphosis, very pleasant, alert to intestine 3, no respiratory distress, lungs are actually clear, and heart appears regular without pericardial rapid gallop. No ascites, no gross edema, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries are from December. Minor decreased sodium 134, minor increased potassium 5.2, upper normal bicarbonate 29, creatinine 2.18, which has been baseline for the last 4 years. For a GFR of 29 to stage 4, with a normal calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, nutrition, anemia around 10.8, a normal white blood cell platelets, normal uric acid, upper normal uric acid. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, primary amyloidosis on remission. Next number, CKD stage 4, no progression, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, cephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. Next number, severe osteoporosis with kyphosis and deformity. Next number, anemia, does not require EPO treatment, hemoglobin above 10, and no external bleeding. Next number, minor electrolyte abnormalities as indicated above. Next number, mineral bone abnormalities, presently stable, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, magnesium. There has been no need for phosphorus binders or PTH treatment. Next number, blood pressure in the low side, clinically stable, tolerating Coric. Next number follows with urology for his prostate abnormalities. He's been told about cancer. I don't have proof of that. Come back here in 6 months, enter dictation.